Hello, everyone. This is Steve Snapper Jones, along with my partner Bill Walton, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. All right, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. Today is episode 75. It's one of our curated podcasts. On the show, we've got James and Heath from Giants. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. So, James and Heath are from Giants. Tell us a little bit about the band, guys.
Well, let's see. We kind of took about a year and a half off from playing. We did a number of tours for a while. And, so we decided to take some time off, and James moved up to Minneapolis and works up there, and I go to school at the University of Iowa. And so I got married recently. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. So we took some time off, but we're back writing music and just enjoying that, trying to book some shows. We had a split 7-inch come out in January with Friends Beware of Safety, and we re-recorded our 2005 EP, which will be released in June through the Miami Sheath. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun to get playing again and whatnot.
All right, so to let the listeners know, which of you is James and which of you is Heath?
I'm James from Giants.
And I am Heath, and we both play guitar.
All right, so... So like I mentioned, we've got James and Heath from Giants, who both play guitar. Giants have been around since, what was that, 2005?
2005, yep.
All right, and from Iowa, right?
Yep.
So what's the instrumental rock scene like in Iowa? Is it burgeoning, or is it not so much?
Definitely not so much. I mean, you can't expect much out of Iowa as far as, like, the music scene goes. Actually, Cedar Falls, where we're kind of our home base is, has a really good music scene. We kind of broke the mold as far as instrumental music goes there because it was something kind of new and different. And then a few bands to come out of Iowa as far as post-rock goes. I think there's a band called Followed by Ghost and some other band called Ever Tiny Life. They have a long name, and I don't know the rest of it, but that's just kind of stay go by. So I can think of, I guess, as far as instrumental music.
All right, so is it a little difficult to set up gigs in that region?
Not really. because it's kind of weird, because a lot of good shows that we've played have been in really small town-type areas, because there's not a lot of stuff to do, so people kind of get behind the music scene more. And, like, versus, like, when I was living in Chicago, there would be like 500 shows that you'd want to go to. So sometimes, like, it's hard to break out as a local band. But in Iowa, there's lots of touring bands that stop there as, like, an in-between big cities gig and end up liking it a lot because there'll be, like, you know, 150 kids that come out to a show in a small town. I think people are always kind of surprised by that. But there's lots of DIY venues. Like, somebody will have, like, a basement-type show or, like, a garage-type show. So we've played at, like, 400 different venues in, like, our hometown, and they don't seem to last for
it. They kind of come and go, but it's always the same people showing up to them. So as long as there's something like that, kids will still go to shows.
All right. So you guys mentioned that you re-recorded your debut EP. So what was the, I guess, the motivation for that?
It's kind of something that we wanted to do since we recorded it almost. I mean, going back and listening to it, it's kind of lo-fi, and the guy we record with has gotten better by leaps and bounds over the past few years, and I feel like back in 05, we were kind of one of his earlier projects when he was just kind of learning the recording trade. So, you know, after listening to it and stuff, you know, you find little, like, mistakes and timing issues and stuff. And, I mean, it kind of makes it what it is, but at the same time, I'm kind of a perfectionist personally. So hearing those things, you kind of want to go back and redo it and, you know, kind of give things a little bit higher quality. So, unfortunately, it's taken us, like, 3 years to do it, but now that it's finally done, it feels good, and it's kind of cool to have those songs again. It was fun to play them again because we rarely play anything off that. So,
all right. So you guys curated today's podcast, and so did you guys have any theme, or what were you trying to go for when you were selecting the songs you wanted to play?
I don't know if we really had a theme. I guess we just picked songs of a band that we like and that you know, have become good friends with over the years. And a couple songs we picked because I think we played them in the van every day when we were on tour. I think at first we kind of liked them, and then they kind of became like the standard, like, everyday joke that we just play this song. So we had a few of those. So I think you'll hear them on today's show.
All right. So what did we start off the show with?
Well, we started off with Alan Parsons Project. We just thought that would be kind of funny. It's instrumental. And actually, it's a song that my wife and I and our wedding party walked into the reception in. So we just thought that would be kind of funny to do something a little bit different like that.
It was pretty much one of the first instrumental songs we heard as young guitarists at age 6, watching the Bulls.
Watching the Bulls pull a three-peat.
Yeah, two three-peats.
Yep, two of them.
Yeah, I remember that as well. Distinctly, because there was like a long, it was like a minute long intro in the Bulls games, and
yeah.
I missed the whole NBA on NBC with the that was the best. I missed the 90s for simply for that. Anyway, so that was the Alan Parsons Project. That's probably maybe the only time you'll hear that song on the podcast. So what's the song that's going to start off this this next block?
The next song is the Appleseed Cast, Hanging Marionette, and it's just a good song. I mean, we've played quite a few shows over the past few years with the Appleseed Cast, and they've become pretty good friends of ours. So it's a band that really got me personally into kind of the whole reverb, post-rock kind of guitar sound. So they always kind of hold a special place in my heart, I guess.
So, out of curiosity, was it awkward at first to see a band that you love so much or enjoy their music so much and then play a show with them after?
It was kind of, well, like, we listened to them for, I don't know, I probably started listening to them in, like, late junior high, and I probably listened to them for 4 or 5 years before Giants even started. And then we got to play with them, and it was kind of, we were all, or personally, I was really nervous, but at the same time, I was, like, super excited because it was, like, getting to play with a band you love is pretty amazing.
It's also a little intimidating because they've been around and been doing it for so long, and, you know, you always wonder what they think of you or, you know, but it also was pretty enjoyable, I guess. I know I was kind of losing my mind when we got our first show with them, so it was pretty cool.
All right. So, we'll just jump into this track. It's called Hanging Marionette, and it's by the Appleseed Cast.
All these words.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guests, Heath and James from Giants, who curated today's podcast. What did we play in that last block there, guys?
Well, the first one was Appleseed Cast. I guess we kind of talked about that, introduced it before we played it. Then the one after that was Holy Fucks, Lovely Alan. And that song, as well as the next song on that CD, The Pulse, were kind of some songs we like to listen to a lot, driving around on a tour, because they kind of just pump you up.
Yeah,
they're just really good and super catchy. And I don't know, I got to see Holy Fuck a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, packed house, and it was they put on a really, really good show. So I don't know, we figured we'd play one of their songs.
That track is an upper or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it on TV for commercials, and yeah. I even heard it on CNN once, which was awkward.
Yeah, we actually walked out of our wedding to this song, like the triumphant, like we just got married, so that was pretty fun. And then old people are like, "Hey, who did that song?" And then you're like, "No one."
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, it is kind of like one of those songs that should be the background to every single advertisement ever, because it's just so catchy and makes you want to buy whatever people are selling.
So, see, and after that, there was A Northern Chorus, Subject to Matter. I really like that band, and I think they got a good mix of instrumental and vocal parts, and I think their lead singer Stu does a really good job of using vocals to add to the music as opposed to, you know, take away from it. Their songs are typically kind of long, and they take a little bit to get into, but you know, there's like 8-9 people in that band, and I think they do a really good job of utilizing everybody. Sometimes that can kind of be a mess, getting that many people, but I think they do a pretty good job of it. Then the last song that you just heard was by a band called The Ghost Orchid, called Heart. And actually, a guy that used to play in Giants introduced us to this band, I think, when we were out on the West Coast. I think they're from San Diego. I hope I'm with that. I don't know 100%, but I think they're from San Diego. And I don't know, they just, it's kind of poppier. A lot of their songs are short and kind of to the point, but it's just kind of happy music. And I think that sometimes that's kind of a rare find in post-rock, because I think a lot of people want to try to go the dark, doomy kind of vibe. So it's nice to hear something that's kind of uplifting and happy. So that's why I picked that one. I think they're a pretty good band.
Yeah, I hadn't heard this one track before, but I heard some release that they did a little while ago. I don't know what it was called. I forget. But I remember all the songs were little 2-minute-ish songs.
Yeah, they all are about 2 to 3 minutes. If you get to 3 minutes, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and they're really fun. I remember I played one of them. Yep. I played one of them on an episode that was supposed to be fun. And the songs are really bouncy. They're nice.
Yep.
Okay, so that was the first block in today's show. We've got another block coming up. What's the song that's going to start off this next block, guys?
It's by a band called Ghost and Vodka. It's a song called Sex is Popular. We kind of picked this one because we actually really enjoy a lot of the late 90s, early 2000s, like Chicago indie rock scene with like the Kinsella Brothers and like American Football and Joan of Arc and all those guys kind of all playing a bunch of different bands together. And Ghost and Vodka was just kind of a stem like off of like, you know, something that those guys did. And it's you can kind of tell it's earlier stuff, but I still think it's pretty good. And we kind of wanted to showcase some members of some bands that we like that, you know, happen to do kind of an instrumental post-rock kind of thing. So that's kind of why we chose that one.
All right. So Here's Ghosts and Vodka with Sex is Popular. Which it is.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guests James and Heath from Giants, who curated today's podcast. What did we play in that last block there, guys?
Well, we talked about Ghost and Baka. That's what kicked off the block. And then we went into Joy Wants Eternity. They are an awesome band from Seattle that we got the chance to play with. We played with when we were out there. And then they came through Chicago and played. So we've been able to see them a handful of times. And I don't know, that song I just love. Keith and I know both really enjoy the song and that record, and those guys are super cool. And so, yeah, we found ourselves listening to that song a lot. The guitar part at the beginning is very catchy and nice, so that's why we chose that one. And then we went into Fortet after that. This is just a song that is one of those we listen to nonstop in the van tour type songs. It's just really... I don't know how to describe it, but it's just kind of a, we're driving, what should we listen to? Let's put Fortet on repeat for a while. And so, I don't know, we all like that song.
And then the one you just heard was a song of ours called, With Chakotay at the Helm. And that is off of the 7-inch that we put out with Beware of Safety. Actually, the name of the song is actually quite funny. We started getting into naming our tracks after, like, inside jokes that we have. And we didn't know it at the time, but Chakotay is a character off of Star Trek. And a lot of people have asked us, you know, like, oh, it's so cool that you guys like Star Trek. And I don't know if I've ever seen a full episode of Star Trek. But the title of that song actually comes from a show we played in Joplin, Missouri. We played this place called the Cesspool Castle. Super weird. super weird place, but also pretty cool. And we were outside, and we were playing with a band that night called Man the Helm. And we ended up becoming pretty good friends with those guys. And we were all kind of chilling outside, and this kid comes up. I think his face was painted, and he had a big... stick, and he was riding a bike.
No shirt. He was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, and his name was Chakotay, and he was basically telling us about all the bikes he owned. He had like 9 bikes, and if you tried to steal one from him, he'd beat you with a stick that he had. And so we kind of thought back to that night, and we wanted to put his name in one of our songs, and so we just combined him and Man the Helm. And we got with Chakotay at the Helm, so that's how that name came about.
And then, of course, Chakotay on Star Trek, we find out, is like run, you know, as a captain, a ship captain or something, so it makes sense.
Yeah, everything makes sense, so it's kind of weird.
And then after we saw that, we're like, okay, so these parents named their kid after a Star Trek character, so that's cool.
So, but that song's a little bit different, I think, as far as the way we normally sound at the band. It's a little bit heavier. We actually wrote that song with two guys. Ironically, their names are Josh Parks and Josh Sparks. And they played with us for a while. They're in another band called Former Thieves. And basically, we jammed and we played. And then they started touring a lot more and putting all their efforts into that band. So we kind of decided to part ways, just because we wanted to start doing some more stuff, too, and we just knew that there's going to be some time, some time issues, some conflicting stuff. So, but Josh is a really good drummer, and I think it kind of showcases some of his talent in that song. And it's definitely different, but it's a really fun song to play.
So is this the latest song you guys have recorded other than the re-recorded EP?
Yeah, it's technically, well...
We recorded it a long time ago.
Yeah, we kind of wrote it basically two or two and a half years ago and played it on a tour and then did a demo of it and then re-recorded it with the two other guys.
Almost rewrote it in a sense.
Yeah, like 9 months later, and then it didn't come out till basically a year and a half after we recorded it. So it's technically the newest thing we've written and recorded, but we have a few other songs that we've written in the last couple months. So it's not really necessarily an indicator of like what everything is going to sound like with us.
It's definitely kind of a one-off kind of track, which is why it's on the split. It kind of gave us an opportunity to do something that we don't normally do. So, and I think we kind of want to stray away from that really heavy vibe that I think, you know, a lot of bands try to go for. I think we kind of want to try to get away from that darker sound and that heavier kind of thing.
All right, so what could we expect from Giants in the somewhat near future?
Well, we got the 7-inch coming out with the re-recorded EP that, like, I think I said, that would be out in June.
Yeah, it's like June 14th, I think.
And we actually are back to a 4-piece, which is going to be kind of new for us again. I mean, we haven't been a 4-piece since the end of 06. So we actually wrote some new tracks with our original third guitarist, Steve Carlson, but he's moving to Tennessee. And so we kind of just decided it'd be best to not try to add another third guitarist in, because we've kind of added and subtracted members throughout the last few years, and it just ends up being kind of a pain. So we kind of decided to stick with the four of us. So yeah, we're going to a 4-piece. We're starting to write some new music, and I think we're really enjoying it. Again, it's been a long time since I think we've had this much fun doing it. I think, you know, it became kind of a job for a while, and we're kind of back to like no pressure, and so it's fun to kind of just chill and write and hang out again. So,
all right, sounds fun. So this next track that we're going to end off the show with is from your re-recorded EP. Which track did you guys pick?
We're doing Sleep of a Laboring Man, which this is actually pretty much the first song we wrote as a band that we kept, I guess. Before I joined the band, they had been kind of jamming on a couple things, and we didn't end up doing those really, but we wrote this song. Heath and I got together couple days after our first practice, the first time I met them, and we got together in my parents' like computer room because they're out of town, and we had like 2 stacks, like
which kind of consumed the whole room.
Yeah, in my parents' house, and we wrote this song, and it's kind of been a song that we play sometimes at shows to close them. Because, I don't know, it's the first song we wrote, and it's all nostalgic and everything, and it always makes me happy when we play it, so that's why we went with that one. From the latest song we recorded to the first song we recorded and wrote, basically.
All right, sounds good. So, this song is normally your show ender, or do you guys have another song that's your show ender?
Just certain shows.
A lot of times at home.
Yeah,
Quiet in Cedar Falls, because that's where most people know the old material. So we'd like to close it out at home. You know, usually when we tour, I guess we don't.
All right, sounds good. So that pretty much wraps up the show. Hope all our listeners enjoyed the podcast curated by James and Heath. Anything you guys want to plug, or it's your podium right now?
Well, I'll go out and buy a record today because it's record store day, but this isn't airing for a while, so never mind. I hope you went out and bought a record a month ago. I'll say that. I don't know. Check out anything on Myelin Sheep and go buy it.
Yeah, I think they got a new, I think they repressed an Actors and Actresses album recently, so I would check into that. They're a good band.
And yeah, depending on when this airs, check out our EP, 7-inch, and hopefully we'll have a new album coming out in the next year or so.
Hopefully before this year's up, we'll see.
All right, before we go, I should ask you guys, where can people listen to you online? Where can they find your music, legal ways?
probably Mediafire. which that's cool. I don't mind people downloading our music. That's not a big deal to me. I mean, I think a lot of sales now come from vinyl anyways. So it's cool to just get music out there, but I mean, if you still know what MySpace is, I think there's some music on there, and Last.fm, and I think Facebook.
FaceSpace, and...
I'm not too hip on the social media sites.
We haven't done anything in like a year and a half, so now that we're starting to do stuff, I've been trying to find out what's the thing to put our music on, and there's like these new sites that I didn't know about. So go to our MySpace, which is just MySpace/GiantsMusic. I guess that's the best place to hear our songs. Or yeah, just go download the album.
And I think there's another band called Giants from Europe that's like some post-hardcore band, so don't be confused with that.
Alright.
Yeah.
Usually when I Google Giants music, I think it comes up with They Might Be Giants.
So. Yeah. That's not us either.
No, that's not us, yeah.
Alright, so yeah, that wraps up the show. If you guys want to just repeat what this last track is going to be to end off the show.
This last track we picked is called Sleep of a Laboring Man.